Hello, Tom.
Hello.
The band's had a very long history from the earliest days in the middle 80s up to now. And the band's kind of revitalized in a way because we're working on songs. We just spent about 10 days in outside of Prague in a studio.
Yeah,
writing songs. And we've been in a process of working on our new record, which is called The Chair in the Doorway. And it's kind of revitalized it. And this tour, was divided into two halves. So we started kind of in Spain and Italy. And one of the things that we did was that we're pulling out songs of ours that we haven't played in years. Like we pulled out a song called Pride. We have a song called Never Satisfied. Yeah. You know, the band's had a long history. And one thing, when a band's had a long history, the question becomes, well, what are you talking about now? And we are really actively engaged in finding what we're talking about. So it's very exciting for the band right now.
Boys never have the money. The glamour boys.
truthful. Does this make me look fat?
Children of concrete and steel. This is the place where the truth has been sealed. This is the time when the lie is revealed. Everything is possible, but
nothing is real.
We are the children of
Hey!
about your solo project? Are they really different from the Living Color stuff?
They are very different. They're very different because, in a way, my project Mask was an outgrowth of my kind of when the band broke up, or when I broke the band up, or whatever it was I did was doing. I had a real disillusionment with kind of the form that I was in. And part of that is like it's connected to, you know, the suicide of Kurt Cobain. My favorite band in the world, Soundgarden, broke up. It looked like Rage Against the Machine was going to break up. I mean, it was a bad time. And so I started this thing with my first solo record, Mistaken Identity, which was, it's really all of these records, Mistaken Identity, Known Unknown, Other True Self. They're all examinations of identity in one way or another, because I wouldn't want to do a record of just kind of guitar wanking off, you know. It was kind of like, well, I wanted to do mostly instrumental thing, and I also, you know, I was very proud to work with some of the people from the Antipop Consortium, to work with DJ Logic, to work with Tio Mercero, rest in peace, you know, who produced Miles Davis, you know, to work with my hero Prince Paul on some of those early records, and now my current band, Don McKenzie, Leon Gruenbaum, and Steve Jenkins, they're awesome players. And we started actually doing Only Shallow from My Bloody Valentine. Because we do like cover Monk tunes and we cover crazy things. So probably we're going to do that on our... We did like a Radiohead thing. We did National Anthem on our last record. So probably on the next one we're going to do some My Bloody Valentine stuff. But it's that, and also the other project is the Yohimbe Brothers, is my band with DJ Logic, and we're going to be coming out in February, and we're working on our new record, A Critique of Pure Hype. Yeah.
Accountants and bankers, jazzmen and boxers. Love. should I go now? Should I say yes, should I go now? If I go, it will be trouble. And if I quit, it will be trouble. Come on and let me know.
Happened with Living Color is that we were participated in this game, Guitar Hero, and we are part of, you know, Guitar Hero 3. And I think I know Aerosmith is, they're doing a branded version of Guitar Hero, which it's all Aerosmith songs. And I think along the lines of sort of Grand Theft Auto, that there's going to come a time, and maybe it'll be an artist like Marilyn Manson or someone like that. But there's going to come a time when a game, the album, a game developer is going to get together with a band and they're going to create a complete a gaming experience. And the only way you're going to hear the next song on the record, you're going to have to play the game and get to another level to even hear another song on the record. And I think there's going to be a complete fusion of the gaming environment and the album environment. I think that like the concept album is going to be a playable experience. That's my prediction. I'm going to be I'm totally wrong, of course.
Ain't got no girl to kiss on. What I got. that everybody here can easily understand.
I kettő közül melyik az? Molcsalin volt gyanús, s én arra felé lestem. És most csöbörből vödörbe estem. Az koldus. Ez meg ez a ványat, pipergőc. Teremtő uram, micsoda gond, ha egy apának eladó lánya van.
Ma délután az M1 műsorán Rádai Mihály 4 évtizedes operatőri munkáiból válogatva ezúttal az Ész bajjal jár című filmet láthatják.
Versenynek vége, a show azonban még hátra van. Műkorcsolya és jégtánc Európa-bajnokság gála élőben Helsinki-ből. Ma 14 óra 30 perckor az M1-en.
Elvész hasonmásai Budapesten, és ez csak a kezdet. Túlfűtött várják a Szegedi Balett próbatermében. És az eddig tiltott találkozás Nádas Péter drámája 20 év után újra pesti színpadon. Vasárnap 5-kor a Kultúrházban várom Önöket.
Egy beiktatás képei. Az ünnepség remekül sikerült, az eskütételt azonban a bakik miatt megismételték a Fehérházban. Obama első napjai a hatalomban. Zavargások Rigában és Vilniusban, éltanulókból sereghajtók. A nyitott gazdaságok jobban megszenvedik a válság megrázkódtatásait. Mi a megoldás?
Panoráma. Ma 17 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
A szólás szabadságában ma este. Akar ön reformokat? Ha nem is akar, válságkényszerből hajlandó elfogadni akár több reformot is egyszerre. Vendégünk Bokros Lajos szerint itt az ideje a drasztikus változtatásoknak, különben tényleg elsüllyed az ország. És 400%-os kamatra is nyújt kölcsönt egy gyors hitelezéssel foglalkozó cég. Ez mostanában uzsorának minősülhet és büntethetővé válhat, olyan eddig miért nem volt az. Végül a magyar közoktatás részben foglalkoztathatatlan embereket termel. Teendő?